Masonry is always looking for good men to join the fraternity. As Masons, we are ambassadors of the fraternity, and as we navigate the world outside of our lodge, we will no doubt encounter men that will have questions about the fraternity, and that they may be interested in joining. That interest may be sparked by a recognition of a Masonic symbol you're wearing. They might see you coming out of a lodge, or they might be present at a social or community activity where Masons are sponsoring or participating in it. So when someone approaches you and asks about the symbol on your ring or on that hat you're wearing, or says, "Tell me about Masonry," we should all be prepared to provide information about the fraternity, speak to our experiences in the craft, and be able to direct interested parties to where they might find more information. Over the next few minutes, we will explore techniques on how to prepare yourself to talk to non-Masons about the fraternity in an effective and efficient manner. There are many visible signs we wear or use which identify us as Masons. Some are subtle, and some, well, are a little more bold. When we are identifying ourselves as Masons, we should be prepared to get questions about what certain symbols mean, what Masonry is, what Masons do, and perhaps, how do I join? In some situations, you will literally only have 30 to 60 seconds to answer an initial question and to make a favorable impression. The way you answer that first question must have a positive impact and spark further interest. One effective technique to open the conversation is called the elevator pitch or elevator speech. In the next few minutes, we'll explore what an elevator speech is, its characteristics, tips for preparation and delivery, and some suggestions on how to prepare your elevator speech about Masonry. If you're not familiar with what an elevator speech is, your first question might be, obviously, what is it? An elevator speech is a brief, persuasive speech that you can use to spark interest in what your organization does. Or it can be used to create interest in a project, task, idea, or product. It needs to be succinct while conveying important information and generate interest. Let's examine the characteristics of a good elevator speech. First off, remember, it is not a sales pitch. It organizes your thoughts. It's not a rambling stream of consciousness or disjoint thoughts. It follows a logical progression from the introduction to the main point or theme and the closing. It should stay focused on the message you're trying to convey and may speak to topics like the goals and objectives of your organization, what it does in a community, and your role in it. It is focused on a specific or target audience, which is in our case, men that are not already Masons. With only 30 to 60 seconds to deliver it, a good mantra is, be brief, be brilliant, and be gone. Following are some tips for preparing an elevator speech. First, have a clear idea of what you want to convey. What's your theme and what are you trying to get across? Research and become an expert on your topic. If your initial speech is effective, anticipate questions and be ready to explain or provide additional details. Know your unique position on the topic and speak to your experiences. Organize your thoughts and tell the story or make a point. Here are some tips for effective delivery. Memorize what you want to say. Practice saying it out loud. Time how long it takes to deliver it, and try to keep it under a minute. Speak slowly and clearly. Be conversational. Don't forget to smile. Let your passion and enthusiasm show. Practice, practice, practice. And be prepared to tweak your content and modify your delivery to match your audience or the particular situation. Oops, button envy there. Here are a few things to think about as you craft your Masonic elevator speech. It is easy to talk about our personal experiences and things that we know about. For example, what did I do over the weekend? Or my favorite sports team? Share your story about Masonry. Be honest and speak from the heart. Tell about your personal experience of beginning in the fraternity, what it means to you, and how it has affected your life. Give one or two examples of what your lodge has done in the community. Mention that we are looking for good men who want to better themselves. And finally, don't forget where to tell them where to get additional information and how to contact your lodge. Thank you, everyone, for your time and attention today. If this presentation is being given in a live setting, obviously we would ask for questions and give examples. Prepare your speech today, talk about it in your lodge, and go forward and be prepared to talk about your experience in the fraternity. Thank you very much.